my Saturdays, even though I should be resting off a big week. What's going on in the top 40 at the moment? Give us a recap. Give us the lowdown.
Alrighty. So last week was very, very spicy. But the main thing, I mean, this song has been in the chart for 6 weeks. 4 of those weeks, it's been number one. Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Leave the Door Open. Oh. It is everywhere around the world. It is a banger. In true Dan Quarter form, it is a banger. the top five pretty much looks like any sort of top five. You know, these songs are, they're not just trending on TikTok. They're doing well on YouTube. They're doing well in the album sales. They're doing well in every chart around the world.
For sure.
Polo G's Rap Star.
Yes.
Doja Cat, Kiss Me More. That came on the chart 3 weeks ago. Already in the top five in its first week.
Wow.
The Kid Laroi Without You, also teaming up with Miley Cyrus. That remix has come out, which has just done wonders on the chart as well. And then Justin Bieber with Peaches, you know, Daniel Caesar and Giveon. So that's pretty much what your top five is looking at. But I feel like there's changes coming this week.
Oh, you do? You feel like something's bubbling?
I do. So let's start with the Psalmist. So obviously the Psalm nominations came out this weekend, and a few songs that have actually left the chart have been nominated, which could bring them back onto the chart. We love seeing that. We love seeing music coming back onto the chart. Just an example, Scorpion Kings, DJ Maporisa and Cabza De Small, teaming up there and creating this incredible album, which includes a song called Funu featuring Trezor, right?
Yes.
An absolutely amazing song, and that actually dropped off the chart last week. But the interesting thing is it could be back on the chart depending on how we feel about it, because it has a Salma nomination now. Does it deserve to be on the chart? I don't know. We'll have to see tomorrow.
Nice.
Shoma Jozy got nominated multiple times. One of the nominations was Best Traditional Album, and the song Jamani is on that album, and that was on the chart for 23 weeks.
Wow.
Last weekend. 23. It was at number 40, though. It's 23.
Yo.
Nearly leading on a full half year on the chart, which is almost unheard of.
Crazy.
Except when you look at a few of the overseas charts, for some reason songs are on there for like 80 weeks, and I'm
wild.
Just like, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But Jamani doing big things. Jethro Tate also got a nomination there.
Nice.
He teams up with Craig Lucas with a song called Weirdo, which is still in the top 25.
Yeah, banger,
on the
banger.
Top 40 on 5. So certainly the Psalmers have thrown in a bit of a works. One of the biggest one of the most interesting nominations for me was Best Hip Hop Album of the Year, because we have two very, very talented artists on our chart who are doing really well, who have both been nominated. That's almost like a head-to-head
at
the Psalmist. Zulu with Some Power, Black and White with Nasty C.
Nice.
We know the things that he's been doing.
Yeah,
amazing
for sure.
Stuff. Boy T, wow, featuring Ricky Rick, Too
Huge,
Sexy.
Dude.
That has been on the chart forever. Forever.
Incredible.
So it's really, really great to see the people who are on our chart are getting rewarded, and rightfully so, because they're on the top 40 on 5.
Absolutely.
The second talking about, I wanted to chat about the power of TikTok.
Okay.
And oh my goodness. I mean, I know you are all over TikTok.
For sure. I'm a huge fan,
Dan,
and I love it.
Go follow Dan. He is amazing. Hilarious.
You're very kind.
Hilarious. But there's so much power in TikTok. So much so that Dua Lipa and DaBaby with Levitating.
Yeah.
Now, this song came out 7 months ago.
Yeah.
This is one of those very interesting facts where TikTok has got a hold of the song in the last month or so.
Yeah.
And people are making jokes about, I want you, you want me, baby. Like, drive past, like, your favorite fast food restaurant. And,
yeah.
And they make a joke out
of
it.
It's a great meme.
That has catapulted this song into the top five of every chart worldwide.
Wow.
Worldwide. It is 7 months old. It was 32 last week.
Sure.
On my chart. It could very well be in the top 10 this week.
Wow. And I find that so interesting, because a TikTok trend can bring back all kinds of music. Like, we've seen stuff from the early 2000s that just have the perfect refrain suddenly become relevant to a younger and more tech-savvy audience because they've made it into a meme and then genuinely gone and downloaded it. And it means that, like, great songs don't have that same kind of shelf life anymore, because if they've got that viral hook, then they can come back and make a wave.
Literally, and that's the best part about it. And it's the power of TikTok.
I mean, 100%.
We've just got to sit with TikTok and be like, please bring back the bangers from 1999.
100%. Bring back the killers. I want the killers to come back right now. 2005 was beautiful. Nick Archibald, give us one great recommendation that's on the top 40 right now. We want to play it right now.
If you haven't heard this song, You better hear it. My prediction, this is going to top five this weekend. It's Glass Animals with Heat Waves. This is requested all the time. Amazing. It's doing well all over. It's a Dan Corder banger.
Thank you so much, Archie. We'll be hearing your dulcet tones on the radio from 10 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. You can't afford to miss it. It's